DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Regional officials in Afghanistan say the Taliban has kidnapped at least 17 passengers from a bus in a northern province of the country late Wednesday. A spokesman for the governor of Asari Pul province said the passengers, local residents of the Bakhab district, were traveling to the capital when they were abducted. He said local tribal elders are negotiating their release. This is the second mass kidnapping in a week by the Afghan Taliban. 200 people were taken earlier in the week by insurgents who set up illegal checkpoints on a highway in northern Kunduz province. Some were later released, but at least 17 were executed. Witnesses in Somalia's capital said Wednesday at least 10 people, including two lawmakers, were killed, 20 others wounded when militants attacked the Ambassador Hotel with gunfire and a suicide bomb. This man says he screamed for help as many people were buried in the rubble and begging for help. The insurgency Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, Somali officials say a senior Al-Shabaab commander, Muhammad Ali, also known as Dulia Dain, was killed in a military operation this week. The late commander is believed to have masterminded the April 2015 attack on Kenya's Garissa University College that killed 148 people, mostly students. In Iraq, a military assault on the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah has reportedly stalled as a result of stiff resistance by IS defenders, as well as concern for civilians trapped by the fighting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the final stage of the liberation of the city has now commenced. He is urging civilians to remain inside their homes or make use of safe exits that the army has guaranteed. An estimated 50,000 civilians, including 20,000 children, are believed trapped in the city. This is VOA News. In